Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened.
There is not a liberal America and a conservative America. There is the United States of America.
Good night and good luck.
So 66 million years ago, the dinosaurs were doing pretty well. Cretaceous period, prospering, you know. A lot of them are hanging around the Gulf of Mexico and the Yucatan Peninsula area. It's great. It's tropical. Dinosaur friendly, right? Then one night up in the sky, there's something a little brighter than the rest of the sky. Next night, it's a little brighter. Next night, it's a little brighter. Now, I don't know if the dinosaurs had any sort of cognition to look up and go, hey, there's something bright in the sky. But you know, all creatures are alert to changes in their environment. So maybe they did. Maybe they were looking up in the sky and they saw that meteor getting closer and closer and closer. At that last moment before the meteor hits, everything was the same for the dinosaurs. It had been the same for millions of years. They roamed the earth. They ate either other dinosaurs or plants. They were pretty happy. It's the way it had always been. And then the meteor starts to plunge through the atmosphere. Now, first off, it sets the atmosphere on fire because the thing's like 6 miles in diameter. It's big. It's big. It's a honker. Plunges down through the atmosphere. Strikes in where the Yucatan is today. That big hole in the Yucatan is partly an artifact of this meteor hitting the earth. Chicxulub or something like that. A word I've never said out loud, but I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. But the moment after that meteor hit, hypersonic shockwaves raced around the earth. It dug a hole 100 and some miles across, melted down to the rock, down to the damn bedrock. Hypersonic shockwave kills everything for thousands of miles. Clouds of dust fill the atmosphere. Within days, the temperature of the earth has plunged. There's no sunlight getting through. Basically, the Western Hemisphere, as we know it today, is on fire. And that was the end of the dinosaurs. By and large, in the Cretaceous period, that was the end. That meteor came down like the fist of God. And this is a long intro for this story. There's another meteor approaching the earth right now. It's a political meteor. And the MAGAs are looking up in the sky. And they're looking at the election results from November, from last week, or this week, rather. And they know that meteor's coming. They feel the world about to change. Maybe they're a little smarter than the average dinosaur, although I can make that argument either direction. But they feel the Earth is about to change. They know that what they've been doing for a long time has been complacent, lazy, counterproductive, dumb, cruel, idiotic. And unlike the dinosaurs, they could have stopped this meteor that's coming toward them. That meteor is the 2026 election. And it is a big, big dinosaur-sized elephant in the room. Folks, I am broadly a skeptic of taking one election result and extrapolating an entire campaign cycle. And I've said this for years. You know, people who say, we won this one race in this one place, and somehow that means we're going to sweep everything. But I am a guy who notices big patterns. I am a guy who watches for trend lines, through lines, stories that develop over time in a way that tell you what's coming. And right now, there are three through lines you should think about. The first is that Donald Trump is a historically unpopular president. As of recording this, his approval for economic matters is at 31%.
We're saving our country.
We took a look at how Americans are thinking about President Donald Trump as the year comes to a close. His approval has fallen on several of the key issues that were important to his re-election last November. Take the economy. In March, about 4 in 10 U.S. adults approved of how Trump was handling that issue. It's since fallen to 31%.
31%. That's some Herbert Hoover-level stuff, guys. George W. Bush during the financial crisis did better. Joe Biden during the inflation crisis did better. Jimmy Carter during this inflation-stagflation crisis did better. Donald Trump is a historically unpopular president, and the Republicans can't escape it. They cannot escape that unpopularity. Hey, everybody. It is that time of year again where we're all confronted with that eternal question. What is it I'm going to give my family members, my loved ones, to show them that I care about them, that I want to keep them around? You know, every year you could give somebody a gadget or a sweater or even something very lovely. But those things don't buy you another minute with a family member. Every year we spend billions of dollars on gifts that essentially, you know, gather dust. But the greatest gift, especially discovering this as I get a little older, is something you can't wear, you can't show off, you can't display. It's the idea of feeling your best. Superpower helps your loved ones take control of their health so they can feel better, live longer, and have more time on this earth with you, your kids, their grandkids. Superpower is a new kind of health platform that helps you finally get answers about what's really happening inside your body and what to do about it. It's one simple lab test, 100 biomarkers, hormones, metabolism, vitamins, minerals, thyroid, heart health, all sorts of things. And after those tests are done, they'll get a full health report and a personalized action plan built by clinicians who understand nutrition and supplements and lifestyle changes and lifestyle science that will help them live longer. For just $199, every gift membership comes beautifully packaged with a free Superpower box of $49 value. It's ready to wrap and give. It's a thoughtful, life-changing gift for your partner, for your parents, for your friends, and for yourself. Superpower not only gives you that initial plan based on that data, but it tracks your results over your lifetime. Each test builds on the last and gives you a real picture of your progress year after year. Most companies just charge thousands of dollars, but Superpower does it for $199 a year. If you're asking, I got my results, I don't know what to do next, that's a common question. With Superpower, you get a clear, personalized action plan, reminders on those actions, because believe me, I need that kind of reminder. Best intentions is one thing. Being reminded to take those steps that you need to maintain your health, it's a really important one. You also get access to special member pricing for supplements, other diagnostics, and more services. Give your loved one something that actually lasts. Better health and more time with you.
Go to superpower.com/gift and get a free $49 premium gift box with your gifted membership. After you sign up, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please mention the podcast and then you can support the show. And look, ordinarily, in the old world, if you had an unpopular president, but you were a good congressman, good senator, good representative from somewhere, you could make a case to your voters. Hey, look, he's my party, but I'm here working for you guys. I'm an independent of the White House. I'm not stuck with him. He's stuck with me. That was an old argument, and it used to work. It used to work really well. It does not work now. Every one of these Republicans, including the folks in the swing seats, vote with Trump somewhere between 97 and 100% of the time. Every one of these people running in a swing seat. And at the Lincoln Project, we're calling it 26 for 26. Because I'd like to take 26 of these people out. I'd like to get an electoral result that isn't like, oh, well, they did pretty well. I want it to be an electoral result this year that looks like the meteor came. All these people in these 26 districts that we've looked at, they have one thing in common. They want to pretend that they're independent back home. Mike Lawler in New York, okay, perfect example, pretends he's independent. In Washington, he's a clone, just like the rest of them, marching in line. They go up every day. They bend the knee. I don't mean to just pick out Mike Lawler, even though I find him particularly egregious. They're stuck with Trump. They don't get to rebrand themselves and run as I'm so-and-so. I'm an independent Republican from the 5th district of wherever. Doesn't work that way, Chief. Doesn't work that way at all. You know what we're seeing? We saw Democratic overperformance by about 10 points between Virginia and New Jersey. In the Georgia PSC races, we saw it overperform by about 7.5 points. But in Florida this week, in a state House seat, that was a Democratic seat. Democratic voter performance outran Kamala Harris's performance in that district by like 23 points. A Democrat won in Miami-Dade County. This Democrat had been up against a formidable political machine in Miami-Dade, the Corroyo machine.
The first time in nearly three decades, a Democrat has won the race for mayor in Miami. Eileen Higgins beat Republican Emilio Gonzalez, who was endorsed by President Trump. She won 59% of the vote. Affordability has been a key issue throughout the campaign since Miami has skyrocketed to become one of the most expensive cities in the country.
The Republican had been endorsed by Donald Trump, by Ron DeSantis, by every human Republican on the planet Earth. They were all cheerleading for this guy. And a woman, Democrat, won the mayor's race in Miami. Now, Republicans immediately said, well, it's a blue county and a blue city. Republican dominance in Miami-Dade is a matter of historical import. They have done very well there for a very long time. It has produced massive swings with Hispanic voters up until this year, headed towards the Republicans. You know why? I'll tell you why. Give you a quick clue, a quick Miami political lesson. Because Democrats hated to go down there and say, Fidel Castro is a monster who should burn in hell for a billion years. And so the Republicans would say, well, he's obviously a communist. He's obviously a socialist. She's obviously a communist. She's obviously a socialist. That's what they hit the Democratic candidate with over and over again. Communist, 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 socialist, socialist. But you know what? It didn't work. This is a red flag for Republicans. It didn't work. Didn't work because sometimes Democrats don't take the culture war bullshit bait. She didn't. It didn't work because sometimes Democrats learn that message of affordability and economic prosperity. She talked about making housing more affordable in Miami. Guys, if you looked at Miami real estate, you'll know it's now the home of the 1964 3-2 brick bungalow, 1,100 square feet for $3 million in a shitty neighborhood. So somebody who came in and ran as a candidate saying we're going to build more housing that people can afford and
And people went for that. Guys, it's a big clue. So you got that House race. You got the mayor's race in Miami. You also had a state Senate race. Very Republican seat, okay? Very Republican seat. Trump won it by 40%. The Republican candidate for state Senate won it by 8%. Their world is falling apart around them. That I'd pick up in Georgia this week as well. The tide of Trump's unpopularity is driving an electoral outcome for next year that isn't the modest, like, we're going to pick up six seats the D-Trip is talking about. No Republican seat. The numbers even vaguely stay in the framing they're in right now. With less than an R plus 10 is safe. I've written and talked a lot about wave elections. I wrote a piece this week about wave elections. In my lifetime, the wave elections were 1994, 2006, 2010, and 2018.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. Ghostbed. The coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
1994, Republicans were able to activate voters who thought government was being too expansive, who were not happy with Bill Clinton, who were not happy with what they perceived as overreach, and most importantly, felt like Washington was corrupt and broken and didn't do anything for people like them.
And I accept my share of the responsibility in the result of the elections.
The new Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, says he's heard the message too.
If this is not a mandate to move in a particular direction, I would like somebody to explain to me what a mandate would look like.
The Democratic chairman, David Wilhelm, said simply, we got our butts kicked. And you can see how badly by this. In every race for the Senate, the House, and for governor yesterday, not one incumbent Republican lost. Republicans are now the majority party both in the Congress and in the governor's mansions across the nation. The only power base the Democrats still have is the one that was not at stake yesterday, the presidency itself.
And by the way, mock the contract with America all you want. There's an iron law of politics, and that is that a plan beats no plan every time. Asserting you have a plan beats no plan every time. Contract with America looked to Americans like a plan. Like it or hate it, it worked. 2006. George Bush, unpopular war, high gas prices, staggering economy, unemployment creeping up. It was ugly. We knew it was coming.
Washington turned upside down. The Democrats in, Rumsfeld out.
If you look at race by race, it was close. The cumulative effect, however, was not too close. It was a thumping.
Even the president could not find a silver lining this time as Democrats partied from coast to coast.
Tonight is a great victory for the American people.
Republicans licked their wounds.
The people of Virginia, they have spoken. And I respect their decision.
Don Rumsfeld lost his job.
I've named a good man to succeed Don Rumsfeld, former CIA Director Bob Gates.
And both parties rethought the way they do business.
We knew it was coming because it had been triggered by Karl Rove right after the election in 2004, going out and saying, well, we're going to spend that political capital and we're going to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Keep that in mind, because you may hear that song, may have heard that song again last year or this year. Unpopular war, weak economy, perception that the government was broken. Katrina left a perception the government was broken and unable to deliver for real people. Wipeout. House and Senate lost. 2008 goes by. We elect Barack Obama, and Obama has a mandate. He has a big victory, but he starts to overshoot on what was then an extremely unpopular and controversial healthcare plan. Again, I'm speaking of the moment. We can debate that all we want later. The Tea Party movement, which emerged organically because of a deep, deep, deep fear of taxes and spending and government intrusion and all these things. Yes, it was instantly hijacked by the Koch brothers and everything else, but that movement emerged in 2010, and Democrats kept laughing it off and saying, come on, come on. Everybody loves what we're doing.
In historic midterm elections marked by voter frustration, resurgent Republicans racked up huge gains Tuesday, taking control of the House and cutting deeply into the Democratic majority in the Senate.
It's a big night for Republicans, a really, really tough night for Democrats.
The GOP victories in the House were their biggest House gain since Republicans added 80 seats in 1938. Ohio Republican John Boehner, who will likely take over as House Speaker from Democrat Nancy Pelosi, called the results a repudiation of Washington business as usual.
For far too long, Washington's been doing what's best for Washington, not what's best for the American people. And tonight, that begins to change.
Tea Party-backed Republicans kicked off the winning streak with early wins from Senate candidates Rand Paul in Kentucky and Marco Rubio in Florida.
A message that is loud and clear and does not mince words. We've come to take our government back.
The polling did not love what they were doing. And again, argue all you want whether the health care plan was good or bad or necessary, but the voters didn't like it. They felt like government was getting too big and too much in their pockets and too much in their lives, and they rejected it. They rejected it in a way that rang the bell in D.C. Barack Obama himself said, we took a shellacking.
Now, I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn these lessons.
And that wave election really reset a lot of how DC felt for a long time. And it was the proto moment of the MAGA movement emerging out of the angry grassrootsy side of the party that hates the Washington Republicans as much as they hate the Democrats.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101-night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. GhostBed, the coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process. From syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns, automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
2018. Donald Trump gets into office in 2017. He immediately fucks it up. He immediately acts like a complete jackass. People hate it. People hate him. By the way, 2018, when you pick up 41 Democratic seats, had two big elements to it. One, Nancy Pelosi said to candidates and the people recruiting them, find the right person for the district. They don't have to be like us. They have to be like the district. Smart. She's smart. And the second point was, those Democrats were able to go out there and say, Trump's crazy and he's hurting you. You'll hear that line again. And it absolutely blew the doors off.
Millions of Americans turning out to vote in what has been perhaps the hardest fought and certainly the most expensive midterm elections ever. Let's get right to the big headline, the results in the battle for control of Congress. Democrats taking the House of Representatives, surpassing the 23 seats needed to seize control and flip the majority. Exit poll numbers from today show a majority of voters disapprove of his job performance, and most people who went to the polls say they oppose the president. And interestingly, when voters were asked what is the most important issue, health care came in at number one, way ahead of immigration, the issue the president chose to highlight in the closing days of this campaign.
We are keying up for the next big wave election of our lifetimes. Unpopular president, weak economy, unpopular foreign wars, e.g., we're about to go to war with Venezuela, which you tell me the argument for it, and I will happily listen, but other than ExxonMobil wanting offshore drilling rights, I don't get it. Nobody's a fan of Maduro, but it's going to be an unpopular war. And yes, we will beat them handily. We will beat their asses in the front end. You know, we had Saddam on the run in a couple days. How'd the rest of that work out for us? Not so great. So Maduro, I don't know, maybe he dies in an airstrike. Who knows? Do you think American boots on the ground are going to result in a peaceful democracy in Venezuela? It's going to be popular. It's going to work out well in the middle of an election cycle. Good luck. So unpopular president, shaky economy, unpopular foreign wars. And finally, Trump brings something to this election cycle. The other part of the reason this meteor is going to hit so hard and that Republicans have no defense on it. You saw this crazy first night of the affordability tour this week.
The one thing you need steel. You know, you can give up certain products. You can give up pencils. That's under the China policy. You know, every child can get 37 pencils. They only need one or two. You know, they don't need that many. But you always need steel. You don't need 37 dolls for your daughter. Two or three is nice, but you don't need 37 dolls. So
I would tell you that another sort of iron law of politics is the first night of a tour is always the best.
The first night is when the candidate is fresh. The advance team has gone all in. They've worked the press. They've worked the details. They know what they're doing. And yet Trump went out there for 97 minutes or whatever it came out to be. And first off, as you know, I am not shy about cursing, but Donald Trump was like senile dementia level potty mouth up there.
We had a meeting and I say, why is it we only take people from shithole countries?
He was playing the greatest hits.
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum.
The revenge tour, the name calling, the racism, the bullshit. Fine. No Republican candidate running for office in a swing seat woke up that next morning and said, I can't wait for him to come here with the affordability tour. Not one. It'll get loose. It'll get worse. It'll get more chaotic. It'll get much uglier. The name calling, the racism, the bullshit will get much, 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 much worse, not much better. And you know, folks, Donald Trump being politically unpopular, being personally unpopular, in the cluster of issues that matter most to voters right now, jobs, the economy, prices, affordability, and inflation, that's about 50%, 45 to 50% of the net cluster of issues that voters say matter to them. Add it all into one big pool of economic questions, it's a high plurality, if not a majority.
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to Ghostbed. Ghostbed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every Ghostbed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? Ghostbed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days, a 101-night sleep trial, and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, Ghostbed is slashing prices, up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep, upgrade your life. Ghostbed, the coolest beds in the world.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
None of the other shit Democrats want to talk about matters to voters. They want to talk about affordability. They want to talk about inflation. They want to talk about jobs. They want to talk about the economy. They don't care about climate change. They don't care about gun control. They don't care about LGBT stuff. They don't care about anything else. Now, Democrats, listen to me, please, because this is another part of this elephant in the room that you really need to pay attention to. Not making those things, those social issues, the center of your campaign, does not mean you are on the wrong side of history on those issues. It means that voters have told us very clearly what they want to talk about. They've told us very clearly what persuades them away from the Republican Party. It is inflation. It is jobs. It is affordability. It is energy prices. Those are the arrow through the heart of these GOP candidates. They cannot defend themselves on it because Trump is wrong on all these things. Trump is wrong on all these things. He is the meteor that's going to kill his own party, and they have nowhere to go. They cannot run away from it. They cannot hide from it. They can't wave it away. You know, you're going to see a lot more retirements from the House. You're going to see a lot more retirements from the House for a simple reason. Some of these guys are going to go back and run for state senate or governor or police commissioner of a city or whatever it is. Because they recognize we're in a wave election. They recognize the meteor is coming at them. I want to go through one last part of this about this year, about the tonality of this year. It's really important for Democrats to stay on. That big cluster of economic issues that I just described to you, hugely important, wildly important. I can't overstate its importance. But Trump is giving you one more element of this. It's like a small meteor flying next to the big meteor. And that is corruption. Donald Trump is the most corrupt president in American history, bar none. I included Ulysses S. Grant in that. There is no more corrupt president in the history of American politics at all, bar none. No debate, no negotiation. He is stealing money in ways that are unimaginable before this time. He's extorting people in ways that are unimaginable before this time. He's accepting bribes, free airplanes, deals from these foreign countries for his son's golf resort businesses, crypto scams of whatever variation and permutation. And while people are lining up at food banks in this country, Donald Trump is slapping Timu gold leaf bukkake all over the walls of the White House. Donald Trump is telling people that the biggest priority in America is to build a golden ballroom so that his billion-dollar donors can come and have a place where they feel comfortable.
President Trump announcing plans to build the 90,000-square-foot ballroom over the summer, also including partial demolition to the East Wing when it was originally stated that it would not interfere with the existing White House structure.
There was a strange moment when he tore the East Wing down on the White House. Very odd biochemical kind of moment. There were a lot of people, even in MAGA world, it was like, what is going on? Why is this happening? Why is he doing this thing now? It's because he doesn't give a damn about the economy. Donald Trump, through his crypto scams and the bribes that he's been given and all the other things that are going on right now, the way he's monetized the White House, is a lesson for Democrats. Because, you know, it's easy to say, oh, he's making the billionaires richer. Yeah, he is. And you should talk about that. But the thing that hits the gut, the thing that hits the heart, the thing that makes people's hackles stand up is this repulsive, vulgar ballroom. This obscene handout in front of everybody who walks in the Oval Office, give me the money. Give me a crown. Give me a gold medal. Give me a peace prize. Give me. You know, Americans are a giving people. We really are. And in this season, there are a lot of folks who are strained, who are still suffering. Donald Trump's shutdown of the federal government hurt a lot of folks. His continued trade war is hurting a lot of folks. And when you link together the harm he's done, right? When you link together the harm that he's done with the callousness of his greed and selfishness and weirdness and obsessiveness about the ballroom and the gold-plated 747 and all those things, it becomes unspinable for Republicans. If you're a Democratic candidate, I think you should look at your Republican opponent whenever you can, they go, ballroom, yes or no? Ballroom, yes or no? 747, gold-plated 747 bribe for the Qataris, yes or no? Should the president's sons be involved in crypto scams, yes or no? Should the president be doing deals where he's going, peace deals in Ukraine, where he and his friends are going to be involved in developing the mineral rights for the pieces of Ukraine they hand over to Russia, yes or no? Ask him, how's the economy doing? Isn't it an A++++++ economy, as Trump says?
But I do want to talk about the economy, sir, here at home. And I wonder what grade you would give
A plus.
Economy. A plus.
Yeah, A++++++.
Or is it Joe Biden's economy, as Trump also says? Which one is it?
Stop blaming it on holiday stress. We all know it's that time of year when everything feels drained, both your wallet and you. Well, the real problem is right under you. It's that saggy, old, unsupportive mattress. Well, say hello to GhostBed. GhostBed is family-run, consumer-loving, with over 20 years of mattress-making mastery. They've engineered the perfect sleep weapon. Durable, insanely comfortable, and cool enough to keep you chill all night long. Every GhostBed packs their exclusive ProCore technology, a powerhouse support system that cradles your back, supports, and aligns your spine. Translation? You wake up feeling like a human again. Hot sleeper? GhostBed's cooling materials fight heat 24/7, so you don't wake up sweaty, even when the thermostat that's cranked up. And here's the kicker. Fast, free shipping in just 2 to 5 days. A 101 night sleep trial and up to a 25-year warranty. That's confidence. Right now, GhostBed is slashing prices. Up to 50% off compared to other brands. And because you're listening, you score an extra 10% off site-wide. Just use promo code PODCAST at checkout. That's PODCAST for 10% off on top of already insane deals. Upgrade your sleep. Upgrade your life. GhostBed. The coolest beds in the world.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Your Republican opponents this year. Your Republican opponents. Every one of them is living in absolute fear right now. They're living in terror right now. They know how unpopular Trump is. They know how unpopular his policies are. They know also that that little bump Trump got in 2024 with young black men and young Hispanic men and white guys age 18 to 40, approximately. Well, he's back down to about 5% with black men. He's back down to about 11% with Hispanic men. The coalition he put together that year, it's fading. It's falling apart. He thinks he's going to get it back again. You saw it the other night. Oh, we're in the trans issue.
But think, can you imagine that? Or I have stopped men from playing in women's sports. They'd say, this guy's crazy. Men don't play in women's sports. Stop men. Well, that's another thing. We stop men from playing in women's sports.
Guys, Democrats, you got to follow the rules. When they bring up the trans issue, you need to look at them and say, you seem really obsessed about that. It seems to really fill up a lot of your time. Does your wife know? That's your like weird thing? Because you know what? I'm thinking about the economy. You're thinking about people in the bathroom. I'm thinking about the economy. You're thinking about transgender athletes. I'm thinking about whether people can put food on the table. The culture war crap is a trap. And the trick is not to argue with them because they're not good faith arguers. They're not good faith opponents. The trick of the culture war trap is to say, moving on, here's what's important. Assert what is important. Assert what matters. Let voters hear from you from your heart and your gut telling you what matters. Let them hear you say, I understand that you are hurting. I understand you are scared. I understand that you can't figure it out. You can't pay your bills. And then be the person who says, and I'm not going to let Elon Musk and OpenAI and data centers and all this other crap steal you the life you're working for. We're going to stop this. We're going to hold people to account. We're going to make people pay their fair share. We're going to get to work together. There is an opportunity here for Democrats against these Republicans because they are in, the Republicans are in the path of the meteor. It is coming so fast. It is coming so, so fast. They will not be able to scamper away from Trump. They will not be able to redefine themselves from Trump. if Democrats do the work and stick with affordability and the economy and jobs and listening to voters where they are, listening to voters as they are. Don't try to educate them on your pet policy issues. Go to the voters, respect them, listen to them. Because that meteor that's coming for the Republican Party, if Democrats do this right, if Democrats do this with heart and with brains and with some political skill, it's an extinction level event for the Republican Party. It puts Donald Trump in a position where the last 2 years in office are an endless misery, are a torture, are no fun whatsoever. It lets Democrats get to doing what we call the work of the people, to undo the harm, to rebuild the sinews and fabric of this country. That meteor, folks, is coming fast. That meteor is big. And it seems like it's getting bigger by the day. And I don't see an economic or political miracle for Donald Trump in the offing. And that meteor, when it strikes, it's going to hurt them in ways they have never imagined before. And I'm sure, like I said, I'm sure some of those dinosaurs were looking up in the night sky and saying, what's that bright thing? Right before it hit them. And that, my friends, is this week's elephant in the room. Hey, everybody. I am delighted to tell you that we are available on all kinds of streaming, all kinds of podcasting, all kinds of written content verticals. Every week, you can catch me on The Strategy Session, which I host with Joe Trippi and Stuart Stevens and a rotating cast of the top political minds in the country, where we pull back the curtain and tell you what's going on, where we tell you what's happening inside of politics and how, as strategists, we would counsel people on one side of the issue or the other to work it. It's a pretty exciting little show. We have a lot of conversations that people have sent us amazingly favorable notes about lately. It's running on the outside of the paywall now from Lincoln Square because we wanted more people to get to see it. And folks have been really, really, really complimentary. We're really grateful for that. On Thursdays, you can catch me streaming on The Breakdown from Lincoln Project with my host, Maya May. It is now a five-year-long show. We have run that show for 5 years. It is a really exciting conversation every week. We go through the top of the news, and we have some fun with it with the lightning round every week where audience questions get to, we interact with the audience and have some fun with that. On Fridays, you can catch me on Behind the Numbers with my co-host, Andrew Wilson, who also happens to be my son, but even more importantly, happens to be one of the most brilliant young pollsters and data analysts in the country who knows things about the voters in this country that blow my damn mind. Can you tell I'm proud? Because I am. You can catch me over at mysubstackagainstallenemies.net. You can go to that website address, or you can go to Substack and find it there. Each week, we have 5 to 7 pieces of written content, some on the free side of the paywall, some behind the paywall. We do the Friday Brief every Friday, which is our biggest traffic item of the week, where I go through and analyze what happened during the week, break it down, the most important stories, some of which you saw, some of which you didn't. Finally, on Mondays, I'm with Molly Jongfast on Fast Politics. And aside from that, you can catch me on Lincoln Square and the Lincoln Project YouTube channels. Folks, like, subscribe, do all the things. Much obliged, much appreciated. And look, it is the holiday season. There are still people in this country right now who are very much in food distress, who are hungry. Food distress is too anodyne. They're hungry. The richest country on earth is not feeding its own citizens. We're not doing the job. Renee and I have made substantial contributions this year for local food banks, and we would like to encourage folks to do the same. We're gonna make another one before the end of the year. The need is very much out there. And I would really encourage all of you who can to do so. And you know what, folks? Sometimes it's not a check. Sometimes it's those extra cans of garbanzo beans and rice in the back of your cabinet, okay? It really is a hunger in America is an obscenity in a country this prosperous. So I encourage you to join us in trying to push back on that. Also, be kind to your friends, your family, your relatives this year. People are stressed. There's a lot of grinchiness out there. It's going to be an anxious couple of weeks. So be good to each other. Okay. So folks, listen, appreciate you all. Have a great day. We'll talk to you soon.
The Lincoln Project Podcast is a Lincoln Project production. Executive produced by Whitney Hayes, Ben Howe, and Joey Wartner-Cheney. Edited by Riley Main. Hey, folks, if you want to support the Lincoln Project's work against Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and this MAGA craziness, go to action.lincolnproject.us/helplp. If you'd like to get in touch or have suggestions for a guest or a show topic, or just want to say hi, our email is podcast@lincolnproject.us. For our MAGA friends, please, no more nudes. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again next time.
Good night, and good luck.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.